making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so subscribers of Disney Plus will be able to pay an additional $30 fee to see Mulan on September 4th. So that is on top of the charges that you pay
monthly.
So
you don't get anything special for being already a Disney Plus member.
You see where I'm going with this, yeah. So we already kind of knew that information because we've talked about that in trending stories before. What we didn't know is that they're going to be releasing it to other platforms such as Apple, Roku. Do you say Roku or Roku?
I don't know either.
I think it's Roku.
Roku.
Yeah.
Google platforms, and you'll be able to pay $30 there to actually see the movie. So why the additional $30? Well, I found out that Mulan cost $300 million to make, and they were expecting to make $1 billion+ in the box office.
Wow.
So I don't think that's going to be happening. Luke Bryan says that he'll play a show at your house if the money is right.
Well, yeah, many talks.
No handouts, I guess. Using the handle, actually, Luke Bryan, he answered questions on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter while being filmed for GQ. A fan asked, can I have Luke Bryan make an appearance at my home? Luke Bryan replied, if the money's right.
Wow.
What do you think that would cost? Anybody?
I would guess it starts at 20 grand.
Yeah.
20 would, grand and
yeah.
more?
Yeah, because Luke Bryan has so many hits. I mean, that'd be so amazing.
I tell you what, if you got a good dinner spread, I'll show up to your house for free. How's that?
Nobody wants you.
Come on! So another...
we'll pay you to stay away, Caleb.
Another fan asked if his kids still think that he's cool. I thought that was kind of
a rude question.
I just answered, yeah, his kids are still young enough. They're not teenagers yet.
Well, and kids never think their own parents are cool. I mean, it's like,
right. when they're younger, yeah.
I mean, when they're much younger. But yeah, like my son, he does not think I'm cool. He hates when I bring him up on the radio. It's like, you know, yeah, some stuff like that. So yeah.
What do you got over there?
Mine's more doom and gloom stuff. So nothing says 2020 like an asteroid headed to Earth. To make it more interesting, it is a truck-sized asteroid headed to the Earth the day before the election. It's named 2018 BP-1. It's considered thin and small at 6.5 feet. That's considered small. Only it has a likelihood of 41% of actually impacting the Earth. NASA spokesperson said that, go, that's a pretty high percentage.
Is it 41%?
0.41.
0.41. Yeah, that's what I saw. Because yeah. I was like, why do they even why do they even talk about this?
Right.
If it's 0.41% and it's only 6 feet, our atmosphere will burn 6 feet up easily.
Right. Well, and it said if it did enter the Earth, it would disintegrate due to its size. Yeah. So I would say the atmosphere.
They're just trying to hype things up, make people nervous. It's stupid.
So this might not come as a huge shock, but teens are still taking some pretty big risks. According to the CDC, teenagers are only using condoms about half the time, and more than a third admit to texting while driving, and a third are vaping. They surveyed 2 years from public and private high schoolers in all 50 states. Almost 33% said they vape, a jump from 13% in 2017. 6% reported smoking cigarettes. 40% admitted to emailing or texting while driving. And they noticed that car crashes in 2018 were the leading cause of death among teens.
Every generation's got their thing, though, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, stop texting while driving.
Back in your day, it was like, stop listening to that rock music.
Yes, but that wasn't really dangerous. These are things that are truly
dangerous. They thought
dangerous.
It was dangerous to your mind and soul. What else, you guys? Is that it?
Finally, Marco's tropical storm has been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane after its winds have been 75 miles an hour early yesterday. It's expected to make a landfall in Louisiana as early as tonight and slowly move down through Louisiana south and Texas. It's the earliest M-named hurricane in recorded history.
Mm.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.